Mama's throwing the party, and her own son is 3 hours late. Already he's missed his cousin's gosh darn wedding ceremony, and the grape juice toasts, and the cake cutting, and now he's about to miss the couple's mad dash to the car, too. All the tables are decorated with white flowers in beakers, since the groom, new to the family, is a chemist for a textile company. And in the foyer, she's put out enlarged photos from when the bride and groom were babies and total strangers to each other. And overall, Mama would give her reception an A+, if not for this business with Tommy. Tommy is supposed to be driving in from Atlanta, where he works as the host of a popular show called Back from Extinction. On each episode, they actually bring back long-dead, forgotten creatures. Saber-toothed tigers, dodo birds, and all the rest. The show is a little controversial, but people seem to enjoy it. Tommy always looks so handsome in his khaki safari vest. The happy couple is about to depart when the phone rings. One of the uncles holds it out the door, saying it's you-know-who on the line. Mama swats it away because she doesn't want to hear it. Not a word of it. Tommy is always full of excuses. She gives all the guests baggies of rice, and they go out front and shower the bride and groom with kernels as they dive into the back of a Plymouth decorated with shaving cream and condoms. And then they're gone, and the party is over, and Tommy has missed the entire thing. What's crystal clear is that he doesn't give two hoots about anyone but himself. House empty again. Mama steps onto the back porch to smoke a menthol and feel the cool night air on her freckled skin. The night air is a natural force, and natural forces help you remember how small you are. And when you remember how small you are in the big picture, you see how silly it is to be upset at almost anything. It's a technique she picked up from a woman on television. And even though the woman was talking specifically about money trouble, Mama finds it works in most situations. The technique helps you to remember that you have to surrender control to the universe. She can feel the breeze tickle her skin. She can recognize the breeze as a natural force much larger than her little old arthritic self. And she understands that one day, who knows, maybe even tonight in her sleep, she will die and enter God's eternal golden kingdom and feel his love. And when that happens, all her frustrations and concerns will be like dewdrops on the windshield of a fast-moving car, the glass streaked clean and clear of all blurriness. That thought is a true comfort to her, and she's close to letting go of her anger. But then she allows herself to picture Tommy with that boyish look on his face. The one he puts on when he pretends to have absolutely no idea why anyone could possibly be mad at him. Mama stubs her menthol out on the steps and goes inside to stack the dirty dishes and glasses. The real clean can wait for the morning. Upstairs, she changes into her nightgown and takes her pill. She is on the edge of sleep when she hears the truck in the driveway. The porch lights hum with a new electricity. If the moon could radiate more light, it would. Tommy is home. She wants to sing. She wishes the party wasn't over so everyone could see her son. When she greets him out front, he pulls her into a deep hug. "You look thin," she says. "How about some coconut shrimp or wedding cake?" His eyes are bloodshot, his brown hair ruffled. He's wearing suit pants and a white undershirt. She hasn't seen him in 8 months and 6 days. She's already forgiven him, already forgotten how mad she was an hour ago. He pulls her into a short waltz across the asphalt. "I promised you a dance," he says. "Don't think I forgot." "Your uncle asked me if you'd fallen in with the wrong sort of people," she says, teasing him. "That's code for drugs, in case you're wondering." They stopped dancing.
"Did you set him straight?"
"I wasn't sure what to tell him," she says, eyebrows arched, looking away but smiling. Sometimes she feels like a different person around Tommy. Carefree, lighthearted.
"Well, Ma,
I've got a good reason for being late, he says, and pats his truck, which has a Back from Extinction magnetic decal on its door. Something I need to show you. Pour us both a drink and meet me around back.